salvation and light. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm thankful you've tuned in to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 20. Luke chapter 20, we left off at verse number 40. Where the Lord Jesus Christ has dealt with the leadership of the Jews. They want to come and trip him up. They've asked him about duty, taxation, and things levied by Caesar, whether they should pay or not. The Lord's answer is totally, not against, but totally what they would not think that he would answer. And the reason that he does give the answer is that government is ordained by God. And then that was the Pharisees and the Herodians that gave that a try. And then the Sadducees come and give their try about this man that, died having no children. His other brethren took his wife to raise up children to him and they had no children. And the Lord sets the Sadducees straight about the resurrection, about the angels, and about the spirit realm indeed. After that, it says in verse number 40 of Luke chapter 20, the Gospel of Luke chapter 20, verse number 40, they don't ask him any more questions because there's going to be no tripping up of the Lord Jesus Christ, no catching him in his words. And he said unto them in verse number 41 of Luke 20, how say they that Christ is David's son? In other parts of the Gospels or different Gospels, it says that the scribes say this. How is it that the scribes say that Christ is David's son? So if you can imagine a lineage, a genealogy listing here, we've got David many, many, many years ago here at the time of the Lord Jesus Christ, about 1,000 years beforehand. And then coming on down, and we understand that Jesus is the Christ. He is the Messiah, the Savior, the Redeemer that was promised. So some 1,000 years later, Christ is going to be found the son of David, okay, in his lineage, in his genealogy. How say they that Christ is David's son? Verse 42, and David himself saith in the book of Psalms, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. David therefore calleth him Lord. How is he then his son? And so, first off, we see here in the book of Psalms, and David being a writer of many songs about the Lord and unto the Lord, it's declared there that David says he hears his Lord being told by God Almighty, if you will, or by the Father, sit here on my right hand till I make all thine enemies thy footstool. But then Messiah is declared by the scriptures to be David's son. How can it be? Well, the way that it is, not how can it be, but the way that it is that God is forever. God is eternal. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they are eternal and forever. No beginning, no end. Hard for us to really grasp that. Being created, because we had a beginning, and in a sense, from the standpoint of our souls, the eternalness of our souls being made in the image and likeness of God, we have no end. All will live somewhere in the life to come. We know that this physical body that we have will die. These bodies that we have will die. We see that. We know that. We understand that. But we have no end because the soul is made eternal and will live forever, as the Lord does. But God is forever. And so how is it that the Lord, the Messiah, Christ, can be David's son, but yet David has a dialogue with him, has a understanding of communication of God Almighty with his Savior, with his Lord? And that's what the indication is here in the scripture. The capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D is Jehovah God. God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the great I Am. He says unto my Lord, and what we understand there, capital L, lowercase O-R-D, that's speaking about Jesus as a man, the Lord Jesus Christ, Christ as a man. And so how is it that David heard this, but yet it's declared by the scribes that the Messiah, the Savior, the Redeemer, the Christ is going to be David's son? Well, the only way it can be is, and the way that it is that God Almighty, God the Son, became a man. And he came of the lineage and line of David. He was born to Mary, who was a daughter of David, in the lineage of David. He had a stepfather, if you will, that was in the lineage of David. And God Almighty conceived within Mary that holy thing, which we called and known as the Son of God, the scripture declares. And so that's how it is. And so he asked them this question. Let's see what the scripture says. Then in the audience of all the people, he said unto his disciples, well, see, here in this gospel, we don't have any answer to what the Lord, what the reply of the people is, but just the question at hand and the answer we've given, it's the only way that it is. But the thing is, we see in other gospels is that they're stumped. They can't answer. They cannot answer. The thing is, what the Lord Jesus Christ is declaring unto them is telling about who he is. That he is Emmanuel, God come in the flesh, God with us. Then the audience of all the people, he said unto his disciples, verse 46, beware of the scribes, which desire to walk in long robes and love greetings in the markets and the highest seats in the synagogues and the chief rooms at feasts, which devour widows' houses and for a show make long prayers, the same shall receive greater damnation. The Lord says, beware of the scribes. He says in other gospels, it says, beware of the hypocrisy of them. They love public recognition. They love the accolades of men. They love their position and their station. And they don't seek at all to better the people, to teach the people. They see the people as their servants. They see the people as being that which should they should feed themselves from, as the Lord warns the shepherds in the Old Testament. And the Lord says, watch out for their hypocrisy. They say, but they do not do. They give many burdens, it says in other places in the Gospels, for men to labor and to be burdened under, but they don't lift one of them with one of their fingers. They don't apply themselves to it at all. They declare a word unto the people that they do not heed themselves. Hypocrisy. May God Almighty help us as his children with hypocrisy. We need to be doers of the word and not just hearers only, deceiving our own selves, it tells us in James. We need to take God's good word and apply it to our hearts and our lives. As the Pharisees, scribes, Sadducees, lawyers of the day, of our Lord Jesus' day, were guilty of, they took the word of God and looked to apply it to the people, but did not apply it to themselves. They didn't see it as a word for them. They saw it as a word for the people. and they had no heart for the deliverance of the people. They were not shepherds. They were wolves in sheep's clothing. And the Lord chided them and rebuked them much, and that's the reason that they hated the Lord Jesus so. In verse number 20, or chapter 21 of Luke, verse number 1, and he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury, and he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither two mites. And it tells us in other gospels it makes a farthing. It's not much money at all. And he said, and he calls his disciples unto him, and says, and in other gospels, and he says, of a truth I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance cast into the offerings of God, but she of her penury hath cast in all the living that she had. The Lord Jesus knows this woman's heart. He knows her desire. She looks to worship the Lord with what she has, and she gives all that she has to her own lack and her own need. She gives. And the Lord Jesus, he knows what she has given. He knows her heart. He knows what all has been given by all the other wealthy men there that in that day. And the Lord Jesus says and estimates that she is given more than all of them put together. I tell you what, it is a great blessing, the economy of our Lord. You know, the Lord Jesus doesn't call us to be rich in the wealth of this world so that we might honor him very well. But our Lord Jesus, our Lord, our God, he has an economy that whatever he has given us, that is what we're responsible for. And the reward of the poor man worshiping the Lord with even his tithe and his offering can receive the same or greater reward than the most wealthiest man in the world in the giving that he would give. The Lord honors sacrifice for his sake. With a pure heart, a motive that is read, can only be read by the Lord. If the motive is to gain favor with God in a bartering, a trading kind of way, God knows it. If there's a seeking to be obedient unto the Lord, just to keep God off the back of that one that would give, God knows it. For if the person is giving from their heart, desirous to do their little part in the furtherance and the kingdom of the Lord, our Lord knows it. He knows it. And may God help us. May God help us that we be changed from within by his word and by his economy and by his way. Our Lord's will, way, and word. How do you line up with that? If you're here and you're not saved, if you don't have the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, we point you to our Lord Jesus Christ. Hear the word of the Lord and obey his command for sinners such as you to repent of their sins before God and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and his death, burial, and resurrection for the salvation of your soul. I see their time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com,
or on the web at www.almstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Almsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.